Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, an opportunity for us to listen to God together. First, let's hear from the Bible. Matthew chapter 15, verses 35 and 36. So Jesus told all the people to sit down on the ground. Then he took the 7 loaves and the fish, thanked God for them, and broke them into pieces. He gave them to the disciples, who distributed the food to the crowd. This was the second time that Jesus had fed such a huge number of people. On the first occasion, more than 5,000 were fed, and on this day, more than 4,000 received a good meal. Lots of things were different about this second feeding miracle. It seems to have happened in an area where there were many non-Jews, and we sense that Jesus was starting to make it clear that he hadn't just come for the Jews, but for the whole world. The people had already been with him for 3 days in the desert, and they must have been longing to have something to eat. Jesus took the tiny supply of food that was available to him, and then gave thanks and broke the bread into pieces. As he did so, there was more than enough for everyone to be fully satisfied. Giving thanks to God lies at the heart of this miracle. Jesus knew his complete dependence on his Father in heaven, and so he, like any Jew, sought God's blessing as he began the meal. It would be wonderful to know exactly what he prayed, but that's not recorded. Giving thanks is important as we eat, because it directs attention to the one who is the source of all blessing. If we neglect to give thanks to God, we may become fooled into thinking that our food has come through an entirely human process. I believe that saying grace at the beginning of meals continues to be incredibly important. As a family, we always join hands and give thanks to God, whether we're at home or in a busy restaurant. It places the meal in the right context and ensures that we keep our eyes on our Creator and the Giver of life. Let me pray with you. Almighty God, we praise you for your incredible generosity to us. Thank you for our food and drink, and for the blessings that you are continually pouring into our lives. Amen. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great day and that you'll join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voiceofhope. God bless you.